prices rose. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 2.34%. More from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, except, of course, it's Friday, and I have a co-host, Randall Hempling.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randall. And good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 24th of February, 2017. Your little noise in the background, well, it could be the fact that we have Haven Humane in our Pet of the Week here. It is, gosh, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a big show today. A lot of people on. Tommy Key is standing in the wings to roll on here to talk to us about veterans and from the Veteran Service Officer. But, Jared, tell us what the – can you tell us without sniffing and coughing all over the microphone what's happening with the weather,
I'll
buddy?
I'll give it a try. It's like it's currently 30 degrees here downtown. And today it's going to be that wasn't me for the record.
We got dogs barking in. Bob, quit. Bob, stop teasing the dog.
Let's see. It's going to be mostly cloudy during the day, a high of 52. 40% chance of showers tonight with a low of 37. On Saturday, we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 53, a low of 34, and a 20% chance of showers that night. On Sunday, we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 53, a low of 35. And on Monday, we have a 40% chance of showers with a high of 54 and a low of 36.
Wow. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where the customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business, where they give discounts to veterans and seniors over there. 365-3793, operating out of Anderson. And, gosh, we're going to have chances of snow all around here and rain. So if it's Friday and it's at 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we must have Amy from Haven Humane. And
good
who
morning,
do you
guys.
Have? Who's the good boy?
This is actually a good girl.
Oh.
So I have today with me
probably,
Domino.
Probably explains the constant chattering.
Well, yeah, she's actually trying to tell Bob to come pet her. She's upset about that. He left. He was petting her and then he left and she's like yelling at him. Typical girl.
Okay.
So Domino's a 9-year-old shepherd mix. She was adopted through Haven a long time ago and then found at an evicted house that someone just abandoned her. So unfortunately, aww, she's back. She came back to the shelter with some lumps on her. So she has been in foster care. She got her lumps removed thanks to the donations from some amazing citizens who stepped forward and paid for her lumpectomy. And now she is ready to be adopted. Yes, the issue, that's what she wanted, I think.
Okay, all right. Okay, so she is about, what, 70 pounds?
Yeah, she's a good-sized dog. She was a little on the skinny side. She's putting on weight in her foster home, so she's doing good with that.
And so, okay, she's black with just a little bit of white at the tip of her tail.
And she's got a little bit on her chest, just a little bit. So.
Okay, on her chest and paws.
Yeah.
Okay, now she has obviously been around people. How is she on the leash?
She's great on a leash. She's like, you can loose leash walk her. She's really great. She kind of just keeps up right by you.
Okay, 9 years old. So she's
potty trained.
She's potty trained. She's got all those weird things out of her system.
Yeah. And she spends a lot of time at Haven when she's with me. She really likes me. And she sits under my feet at my desk. I'm always afraid I'm going to roll over on her toes with my rolly chair. But that's where she prefers to be. And she isn't fazed by much. So she's really sweet. She does great with other dogs as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a nice little dog to have. Or big. Well, so what have you rated her as?
She's approved for a home with 8 and up.
8 and up. Only because that she's a little bit bigger.
And her age. You know, she doesn't. She's almost 10 years old. She doesn't need to be poked and prodded by little ones, you know. So
yeah. Just like me.
Yeah. Older, respectful kids.
Sounds like what?
Sounds just like me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not good around
nobody,
little ones either.
Nobody pokes or prods you, though, Randall. I mean, nobody that I know that's lived. Okay. They may have poked once, but that's it, you know.
So I want to let everybody know that tomorrow we have an open house at Haven Humane from 10 to noon. And it's a chance for the community to come out and just, you know, get a kind of a quick tour and see what we do at Haven. A lot of people, you know, maybe don't know everything, all the services that we provide and things that we do for the community. So it's a time for community to come together and we can really show everybody what Haven Humane's all about.
Okay. What time does that start?
From 10 to noon tomorrow.
10 to noon.
10 to noon.
And I tell you what, if you haven't been down to Haven Humane, you need to go down there. It's just a great place. You know, people go, you know, the dogs and the cats and all. And But I tell you what, without Haven, we'd be up to our butts.
Right, exactly.
And plus the fact they find homes for so many of them.
They do. And people ask me, how do you work here? Isn't it so sad? And I say, no, I get to watch them all get adopted, you know? Like, I get to watch them go to great homes, so it's rewarding for, you know.
And your percentage of adoptions is huge.
It's really good right now, and that's because of the community, so.
Well, this is a good dog.
Adopt-em-shop.
If you've got a backyard and you like to walk on the trails, and this is a kind of probably a really good dog to have on the trail because she's big.
Yeah, and her adoption fee is actually only $32.50 as well because she's been sponsored by some awesome people. So her adoption fee is even lowered, and she's has a clean bill of health, so she's ready to go home.
There you go. Great. Amy, thank you so much. How do they get to you?
You can come by the shelter at 7449 Eastside Road. We are open 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 11 to 5 as well. And you can always give us a call at 241-1653. Ask about Domino. Take her home. She's a senior girl who just needs a warm fire to lay by and be your best friend.
You know, I think so. I think she'd probably, you'd be sitting in a chair. She'd be underneath your feet or have her little head on your, or have her head on your knee.
Yep, that's what she wants to do.
There you go. Okay, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you. You guys
have
a great
weekend.
Good
luck, Domino. Come on, somebody go get Domino. Okay, I'm here with Randall Hemplin, and we've just got, so many things to talk about. Tommy Key's going to roll in after this. But at 8 o'clock, we have representatives from the Western... Help me out here, buddy. Western
Service Workers Association.
Okay, now you, immediately when you hear that, you think,
"Yeah,
oh my, do they wave red flags? Do they wave red flags when they come in?" No, I didn't know very much about them. This is why Randall and Barbara, such good friends, and the fact is that he said you need to hear about these people, what they're doing for other people.
Yeah, what they do for themselves.
And themselves and the working poor.
This is the joy. This isn't a government-funded agency that's out do-gooding. These are people that really care about each other. Emily, when she gets here, she can give you all of the detail, but I was so impressed with them by that fact that it's people helping themselves and helping each other. And the service workers, they make up a huge percentage of the population in this community. They have 15,000 members, but there are probably about 55,000 folks in the community that could be part of the service workers are the people that are, are working at McDonald's, all of the restaurants, everybody that's out there working one and two and sometimes three jobs to just make ends meet, that the rest of us assume, they've got free health care and these kinds of things. Well, they can't even access it. They don't know how to do it. And
the health care is there, but they just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, they don't know how to use it, don't know how to get into it. Oftentimes don't have a phone, which is kind of a requirement for life anymore, a cell phone. You'll hear from Emily and the group. I was very impressed.
The things I liked what they're talking about right now is they're making a concerted effort at looking at REU and REU turning off power.
And
I tell you what, that just infuriates me. And people, the next question is, well, what do you expect them to do? I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about that at 8 o'clock. You want to turn off power, that's fine. You know, somebody's not paying and all this, I understand. However, there's ways of doing it.
Yeah, there should be some discretion and flexibility that allows people that are working two jobs.
Bleeding Heart Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there. I've seen a veteran, a disabled veteran, working two jobs. One of the jobs lost because the company shut down. And then he lost his power on a Friday for his wife, him, and two kids. Yeah. That, to me, that's wrong.
Yeah,
that's just wrong.
Well, think about a single mother with two kids, and she's working at McDonald's and not getting a full-time job, not getting full benefits because that's the way they are able to manage their costs. So she has to work at Arby's, too, so to work two jobs and then get your power cut off because you fall behind.
Well, we're going to talk about this. And, and people, there's a better way of doing this. I'm just, I am, every one of those people sitting on the, up there in the city council, or Christians, or of some kind.
They
all are. Bethel, or all these. There's something that we can do, I think. Anyway, hey, Linda's Linda's kind of like Jared. You know, she was feeling better as we talked the other day. It came back around and got her again. So, but this is, she was going to be coming in today. And I said, are you kidding? I got Randall Hemplin coming
in. That's right.
And it broke her heart so much that she just kind of like, oh, and then she's asleep. So, anyway. But she's on her sleep number bed with her sleep number setting of 40. And right now,
what's your setting?
My sleep number setting is 60.
Oh.
You know, you should
tough
be,
guy, huh?
Well, you know, it works for me. But see, if it doesn't, I pick up my handy little remote that our DNA of men are programmed to use, and I punch it one way or the other. One time I went down to 35. Let me tell you something. It's like you're in like a cocoon. It's kind of around
you. Don't need to be telling me that.
Oh,
I'll be
nice.
All over you on that one.
It's nice, you know. Yeah. So, but usually it's 60, 70, something like that. Yeah. But now's the time for anybody. If you're looking to get a bed, this is the greatest time of the year. It's save 50% on limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now under $600. That's right, under $600, $599.99. It's only a penny, but it's still under $600. And the only place you can get this is at Sleep Number. And the Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center, you're not going to find a better bed. It's rated highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. That's right. All right. That's Sleep Number Store, Target Shopping Center. Go on over and see them. It's 7:17 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to have Tommy Key of the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zip Line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. Easy for me to say. Carl Bott. And Randall Hempling is here this morning with me. A friend, fellow Marine, but also was in charge of the Shasta Regional Medical Center and a man of many talents. What can I say? A man of many talents. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 24th of February, 2017. It's 30 degrees out there. On my on our website, you'll see 21 because in some spots around here, it was actually 21 this morning. I'm sure it's updating. The high today, 52, with a chance of rain coming in and maybe snow later because it's going to get to 37. So you know the snow is going to be coming down low. So how about that? Anyway. We're here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and a man that's just doing a great job. Now, I hope after I say that you haven't, you know, been given your notice or something.
Not yet, no.
It's been rough on the last few, you know, but that's been over a year ago.
2 years. It was. Almost 2 years. Almost 2 years ago now. We're still a team and we're working hard. I tell you what, I can't wait. I go Sunday down to Sacramento to the state county veteran service officer conference, and that's when they lay out our numbers for 2016. And I really do believe that we will have broken that $100 million mark of bringing in the compensations and pension dollars to the vets in this county.
You know, people, let's just talk about that for a second. This is probably one of the smallest offices.
Yes, it is.
And it's probably one of the least financed offices. I can say that. He can't say that, but I can say that. They help veterans. We have how many veterans? Approximately 18,000.
No, about 26,000.
Yeah, it's a big number.
We had about 6,000.
I thought it was like 21, but then somebody said no. That last they did it's like 17 or 18. But now you're saying it's 26,000
officially assigned in this county that we know of. Assigned in this county, there is 19,354 according to the VA clinic here, and they keep track by every single little community. And he hasn't updated it yet for 2016, but we do know that about 6,000 came in, and we also know there's approximately a lot of these guys who are not eligible for the VA clinic or taking advantage of their VA benefits or things like that. So it unofficially, we're really close to 26 or maybe even 28.
Well, you know, here's what I think about that. Here's a group of men and women that could control this county.
Yes.
If they ever got together.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you think about it. Look how close these elections are. You stream in 1,000 veterans from this community and say, okay, hey, we're going to support this. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It gets supported.
Yep. Throw in the family, throw in the kids over 18.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so anyway, but okay, so going back to this. So you're talking about of the veterans in this county, mm-hmm. either through retirements.
Not retirements. Only VA compensations.
So that doesn't even count retirement?
Does not count anything from the Department of Defense.
So this is just compensation?
This is compensation and pensions through the VA, period.
$100 million.
Yep. We did $89 million as of last year. Every year we do somewhere between 7 to 10. But this has been the fifth busiest year in the history of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
And this comes back is money that comes back into this county. It doesn't go anywhere else.
It goes into the veterans' pocket.
Goes into the veterans' pockets.
Mm-hmm. Then turns normal turn on a dollar is like $7 in the community.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So then if you think you've got $100 million coming back, are you saying there's like $700 million comes through this?
$300 to $700 million,
yep. Wow. Yeah. You guys are doing a good job. You should have your own building. You should have 12 more people working.
We're going to get there one of these days.
Well, do you have enough room for more people?
No. We have that little area down in the bottom of the old library, and it is gorgeous. We love it. That thing right there, if we ever had a tornado, that's the place to come. Those 3 foot thick walls of concrete. So it's a good place to be.
Word was when that strike was going on, you guys didn't miss a step.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say
I'll say that because I heard it from a couple of guys that they were down there and they felt like they got full service.
Well, I definitely I was the one working that week, but I'm telling you, the guys have trained me very well. Celestina. God bless her heart. This woman lives, eats, breathes VA law. I mean, she gets up at 5 o'clock every morning, does her Bible study for 1 hour, and then does her 38 CFR study for another hour, and then comes to work and teaches us all this all day long. She's by far the absolute, I mean, I'm being honest, she is the number one most knowledgeable veteran service rep in the state working in counties. We might have the guy from American Legion at Oakland. He's been doing it 30 years. He was a direct review officer for the VA, so he jumped from the dark side to the sorry, VA, but to our side. And and the only person over a direct review officer is a federal VA judge. So, I mean, he knows his stuff, but it's taken him 30 years. It's taken Celestina 7.
I got comments coming on in here, Sam, when we were talking about how many veterans. It says, power takeover, coup, let's put up our own wall, use your place for a bunker, an armory, something like that. Okay. I can tell you this, is that we've gone through our growing pains down there.
Yes.
And we've gone through some really great people down there. I wasn't here for Don, mm-hmm. but I was here for Dave Lanford, and I was here for Bob.
Yep.
And both of them, great. Awesome. And I can't say enough about them. Then I was here for Duke, mm-hmm. and for a short period of time, you know. And then I was here for whoever that other guy was. I can't remember his name.
Mac.
Okay. I mean, I can't remember Mac's name. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
And then you came in. Mm-hmm. And I was starting really – I was being concerned about
sure,
this because
– that's a lot of turnover.
That's a lot of turnover in a short period of time. And then you have to have a certain type of personality that – because there are people coming in there that are just jerks. Mm-hmm. And other people that you've got to really kind of drag things out of them. So you've got to train your people in such a way they know everything. They know which questions to ask. And they've got to be nice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, I think what you've got going right now. And Celestina is, again, a big shout out to her. Mm-hmm. She went through some unwarranted crap mm-hmm. there for a while. And, you know, but I think that the community and the veterans got around her, and I think that ended mm-hmm. immediately. Well, ended in the right way. Because people, oh, this, you know, things are being said that were just not true.
True. No, and I tell her that all the time. I'm like, you know, the best thing you could do is just do what you do and do it right. You know, somehow that way it always gets around. I always love the little phrase, if someone comes up and says something bad about me to another person, that person pays them no mind. If you're doing what's right to the best of your ability every time, you know, the lies will sooner or later go away.
That's right. Okay. So you've got a good team down there.
Got a great team down there.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, talking about a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a woman, Sharon Clark, that you know very well.
I send people her way all the time.
And I'll tell you why. Sharon Clark, the way I got to know about the veterans and some of the new programs, Sharon Clark educated me mm-hmm. when we first started our station here. She started talking about this was available, and then Dave Lamford was telling me, oh, no, Sharon's there. She helps veterans. She loves veterans. And so here's a person that if you've got anybody in your family that needs in-home health care, mm-hmm. whether it's short period of time because you have an operation or a long period, you want to talk to Sharon Clark. All of her people handpicked, background investigated. You know, because she wants to make sure nobody's in any trouble. Right. Then they're all bonded and insured and trained so well. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 226-8350. You can't find a better place. I would, you know what? Frankly, I'd want Sharon to take care of Randall if anything happened.
I know Sharon.
You know Sharon. Too.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to have her take care of me.
Yep.
Yeah,
her people.
Yeah.
No, Sharon.
Or Sharon. It just went straight downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Randall Hempelin are here this Friday morning, only thinking about two more working days until Monday. It's 7:32 in the morning, 605-4567 is the number. 30 degrees. It's probably maybe a little bit warmer or cooler wherever you're at in our listening area. Going to go up to 52 today with a chance of rain, going down to 37 tonight. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite Service. On top of the veterans promotion, which is a veteran can get $100 off his bill, and the person who recommends them to come to B&T Satellite, right now, B&T Satellite is offering a $200 gift card for the first 20 callers that call them today. But you must use the promo code BTS, you know, B&T Satellite, BTS200. If you're looking for a carrier, if you're looking for a way to watch TV or to have that in your life, and it's not always TV. It's, you know, you get in there with your, you know, with your Netflix and Amazon and all those other things you're doing. Dish is the way to go. We've got a veteran-owned business here, Doug Tooley. He takes really great care of his customers, and we keep it local. If you call 800 number, it just goes to somebody in the sky. Here he keeps it local, and as we said, for every dollar spent locally, it turns over 3 to 7 times. A great idea is to keep local, and this is the way it is. 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 numbers. Call 241-DISH. That's 530-241-DISH. Okay, I'm Randall Hempelin, and I are here with Tommy Key, who is our veteran service officer. And we're just talking about all the not to be crass, but $100 million around that comes in to our county,
right?
Every year.
No. That is the cumulative amount. Every year we add about $7 to $10 million new dollars into the county.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was for the year, and I thought that was an awful lot of money.
That would be. That's what we were expecting to get this year. Nope. Over the years that we've been doing this, it was like I said, last year there was $89 million that came into the county from the VA. And then this year we'll probably be bringing in about another I'm hoping we broke that $100 million mark. We're going to be very, very close, that's for sure.
Do you mean, okay, now you've, I'm totally confused.
Okay.
So it's $89 million a year?
No.
It's accumulated over how long?
Since they've started doing the VSO.
Oh, okay. So about how much a year then?
Well, like I said, this year we
about $7 or $8 million.
That's brand new money into the
commercial. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Okay, I misunderstood that. I'm sorry.
No,
when you said that, I thought it was $100 million a year, and I thought that's a lot of money.
That would be a lot of money, but no. Now, if everything keeps going as is, and we break that $100 million a year, yes, we will probably be bringing in $100 million a year from this point on, as long as we have the same number of vets and things, and with all the guys who are deployed in the 132nd right now, God bless you all. They come back with a lot of cases. They're one of our top clients. They got quite a few Purple Hearts and everything in that unit.
Well, okay, what are some of the new things that are going on?
There's a lot of new things going on. I just met with a young lady yesterday over in from Reno. And they have this brand new prostate cancer system that's being used on the outside. So that's something we want to get into the VA and work with those guys, especially the guys with Agent Orange. It does work on other types of cancers. They do it right through your body, through your clothes. You don't take anything off. It's not even laser. It's laser surgery. But, I mean, I watched the whole thing, and I saw a Marine Corps lieutenant commander.
Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel, yep. He definitely was a pilot, and he got it done and raves over the system. And so, yeah, new things are coming.
And so it's a form of surgery?
Yes.
That can be – so it's –
They can go in and about four, instead of doing chemo, they can go in about four or five treatments, and somehow they line your body up on this table. I mean, it's no different than going to a regular doctor laying on a table, except they line you up using the lights above you, and they were able to go in through that system and clean out the area down around your prostate and kill all the cancer.
Is this with, like, laser? It's not
laser.
It is laser.
Yeah.
Do you know about this, Randall?
Well,
have you heard this?
Yeah, there are... You know, I've had cancer, so I'm somewhat familiar with all the treatments.
Yeah.
There are so many different cancers and so many treatments that go along with it. I mean, and there is something changing every week. Something new. A lot of it's experimental, but you know, it's worth looking at. Now, prostate cancer, you know, historically, most men will die with prostate cancer, but not
if you live long enough.
But not of it.
There's
an awful lot of hype, and it's a deadly disease. But in most cases, it sits in a pretty benign state for us old guys.
Yep. So. When I hear about people having it and dying from it from an early age, I'm going,
yeah.
I mean, because you can, every time you go to the doctor, they run tests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some of them are different than others.
Well, there's some of them you really enjoy, and some are not
so enjoyable.
Some of them
just blood, and some of them.
Some of them are incredibly personal.
Incredibly personal. Yeah. I remember the first time that I've only had it one time when I was in the Marine Corps.
Mm.
And it was at FMF PAC in Hawaii. And I walked in there because you have no regular doctors in the military.
No.
I mean, it's whoever sees you. You know?
Yeah.
You might see them later on. You hope they're not drunk at the club or something. And she walks in. And I thought, oh, this is bad. This is bad. You know, but, you know, as people pointed out to me, well, women have always had, you know, men doctors, so this shouldn't be so bad.
Right.
No.
It was bad.
It's still bad.
It's still bad.
Okay.
Especially when they do the hernia test.
That's a little embarrassing. And then, you know, when she's putting on the glove. God.
Usually smaller fingers, though.
That's true. Okay, enough of this. All right, let's just move right on then.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Can I throw up a personal story here? And I think I told you all the other night at the Shasta County Veterans
Affiliate Council.
CVAC.
Yeah.
Was that when I went to the doctor the other day at the VA,
mm-hmm.
I have to go see an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, which one do you want to go see? Now, this is the funniest thing because nobody's ever asked me, who do you want to go see? And I went, you know, so I came up with one name.
Yeah.
And they said, gee, I don't see them in the system. So I went. So, I called somebody. I said, can you wait on the phone? She goes, yeah, I'm just working on your – I called somebody. And said, so who the – and they – So I'm going over to Shasta Orthopedics.
Right. Yeah, good guys. They just did surgery on my wife.
Yeah. And so, which one?
Which wife?
You know, you're in so much trouble right now. You know, it also goes back to Sharon. It starts there.
Dr. Schwartz, he did an excellent
job. Okay, well,
that's
a guy.
Yeah,
so,
good.
And so it was like painless. I go in there yesterday and see the PA, and they've got me all set up for what else is going on. But it was absolutely painless that I went to the VA and then went to somebody in our own town to be seen.
That's what a marvelous system that can be.
That's the way it's supposed. That's the way it's supposed to work. Yeah. Then I turn around and talk to somebody that knows the system very, very well, and his wife goes, "I wish it would work for him."
Yeah,
because essentially, there's only one type of his specialist around. And it's like 60 days before you can get in there.
Yeah, you got to have a waiting list. You got to have to all kinds of things to get into it.
Yeah.
And then from a provider standpoint, the person, the Dr. Schwartz is in order to make provide that service, it takes forever for the VA to pay them for that service.
I know.
And that frustrates them. And then they say, "Well, I'm not going to take these patients." Whereas other payers like Partnership Health Plan, for instance, and Medicare pays within 14 days.
Well, see, that's the other thing I've got too is who's your primary? I think Medicare, or I said it could be the VA.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let them figure it out. But I walked in, was seen, walked out with, been, you know, said, okay, this is what's going to happen. Yep. MRI next, and we're going to call you. And I'm like, oh, okay. But it was painless. And this is what that program is supposed to be.
It is.
I mean, because I played that game with them about Mather and going down, driving 3 hours for a 5-minute consult. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I learned how to play that game. Mm-hmm. And but this works the way it was advertised to work. Somebody has finally broken through. But then people say, well, does it work for everybody like that? I don't know. I really don't know if it works for everybody like that.
I'm going to give a shout out to the VA. That town hall meeting they put on Wednesday night was probably one of the most honest things I've gone to in a long time. I mean, the people came in there. They made no excuses. They said that there's some issues here. They started talking about what's coming down the pipeline, on these issues, but they said right now some of the stuff with Choice is broken. It's getting better, but it's still broken, and they were honest. And so I appreciate them coming up from Martinez and Mather and Don Black and his guys. They did a really good job.
I heard
talking
that
to them.
That there was some guy saying, "Hey, look, doesn't work for me. I'm not going back there."
Yep.
You know, you can't.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
If you keep the pressure on, they will respond.
And things like this
Thank
will happen.
Y'all. Thank you.
You've got to keep the pressure on them and keep pushing. Now, when they told me I was going to go down to Mather in 30 days. Oh, so you don't, so it's 30 days, so you don't get a choice. Really? I can't be there that day. Okay. Then it's going to be, like 2 weeks later. Guess what?
Get choice.
And I get choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, and so I called the choice people. This time I didn't have to do anything.
Right.
They called me.
Right.
And said, okay, we've got this. And I'm not kidding you. Who do you want? Which orthopedic surgeon would you like to go visit? I fell out of my chair.
The way the system should work is as soon as you go and they say it's going to be more than 2 weeks or whatever the time limit is, instead of them saying you have to call choice, they should make a warm handoff. They should say, "Let me just a second. I'm going to connect you to Choice and move you because you make one phone call. Because now you got to go look up the Choice number. You got to figure out and get it queued up in their system." The way it ought to work is simply once you make that call, they know if they've got a 2 or 3 week waiting list.
Yeah,
they can say, "We're backed up to so and so. I'm going to connect you right over to Choice. Have a nice day." And
then
put you right into Choice, and now you're moving system.
And got the referral and everything.
The way mine worked was when I got the referral and I walked out. I got a phone call within 3 days.
Yeah.
That, so once it left the VA clinic here and it went to Choice is when, and then it started. And they called me a couple times. Mm-hmm. And the last call said, "You need to call us back."
Yes.
It was kind of like, "You need to call us back. We're just going to, this one has reached its expiration date."
Yeah. they can say they met their service goal.
They did.
Yes.
And they did. They did meet their service goal. But when I got a hold of the girl, she was just as nice as she could be.
Good for
she
her.
Hung on. She was doing stuff on the computer. She said, "Sir, can I," and at the end of it, "Thank you so much for your service."
Nope. I'm seeing more and more of that, too. We really are.
Things have changed somewhat in this.
They're starting to focus on the veteran.
They've got to. They have absolutely got to, because we are, you know, the veterans are just been kicked around so much. Mm-hmm. You know, so many of them are young, and they get out of the service. They've had three tours in combat. They come back. They just want to get their lives going. They've been injured.
Right.
This latest thing with me was just, as he told me with the x-rays, it's just an accumulation of 30 years in the Marine Corps.
Right.
30 years in Marine Corps, and the injury that he goes, where'd you get that? And I'm just, I have no idea. It was one of those things. I don't know. I've just been injured so many times. And, but we're not taking care of them. You are taking care of them. I say we, I mean the universal we in the government.
Right.
You know, they are not taking care of them. I see people like you and Randall and other people that know and care. So, all right. Hey, we got to take a break here. I have two tickets to the North State Symphony for this Sunday. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. This is going to be a great, great symphony. It starts at 7:30 in the evening. It goes – I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It starts at 2 p.m. at the Reading Cascade Theater, of course. And these tickets are for the first people – first person that calls me at 605-4567. The conductor was here. Randall, you go here. You go all the time.
Yeah, we're immersed. We go when we're in town. Yeah, we make it every time. Got great seats, too.
No, I tell you what, but this, you know, this is this symphony is they're professionals and they're great.
It is as good as it gets.
Yes.
And what people need to do is go down there an hour before and hear the conductor,
Scott Seaton,
explain everything that's going on. He's a very entertaining young man.
Oh, he is.
He's charming. And you will really enjoy, and you'll learn about the music.
Be there at 1 o'clock, just like you said. Yeah, right. And he'll go through the whole movements, everything they're doing. And he also tells you it's okay to applaud at the end of a movement. Maybe not during the middle of it when you're screaming, y'all. But at the end of each movement, you can do this.
Oh, right? No, wait a minute. Now, the part of being a snob, the symphony snob, is to look at those people that do and kind of go, oh.
You know. Well, we addressed this because it was a letter to the editor. It said those people that are clapping before the symphony is over, they don't know anything. And I said, Scott, what about that? And he goes, well, most places you don't applaud till the whole thing's over. He says, but you know what? Music is to be enjoyed, not during the movement, but at the end of the movement. If you want to applaud, it's okay, and then we'll start again. So anyway, I know there is the proper. And we have just, what date of the symphony is this Sunday? This Sunday at, which is whatever Sunday, what is that, the 26th at 2 p.m. Get there a little bit early and listen to what's going on there. Great seats. Get in there. So I've got them sitting right here at KCNR, 1326. Did they want those? Okay. We have a winner. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
I'm alright. Nobody but about me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Call Bot. That's me and Randall Hempling. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, Randall is a close friend, but he brought in my guests, my next set of guests that are coming in here, and I'm just going to kind of turn the show over to him. And after that, we're going to get into the impact of Medicaid expansion and what's happened since Trump got in. You know, the thoughts about going on that. I mean, that's four shows right there. So this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at Eureka and Court Street, at the corner of Eureka and Court Street. They have a saltwater pool. They have Boheme Spa. They've got great, great equipment in there. Boheme Spa, this is where Linda goes. There's one of the memberships you get, you know, you can get and you can have at Wellgate Sports Club that gets you two sessions at Boheme Spa. Now, you think about this. You get your facial, or you get, you know, a mani-pedi or whatever, a massage, whatever they do there, all the things they do there. And that right there is more than the membership that you've signed up for. Plus, you get all the rest of the stuff that goes along with this in the premier membership. They've got spinning classes that go from spinning to yoga. They're called Spoga. No, seriously, Spoga. So you're doing spinning, and then you go to a yoga class to stretch out. They got it all. Wow. Wellgate Sports Club. 768-1205, or better yet, just go on in there and say, hey, I'd really like to see what's going on here. It's great. Okay, we're here with Tommy Key, who's a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we've talked about how certain things work, how the office is expanded, more and more veterans coming in.
Absolutely.
So what would you say? Okay, now what's the biggest thing? People can come in there right away and get their 214s.
Yep.
A DD-214, my friends, is the piece of paper you get when you exit the service, whether it's 3 years, 1 year,
or 6 months, 18 months,
whatever. If you get kicked out of the service,
absolutely,
you get a DD-214. Or if you have 30 years of honorable service, you get a DD-214. And right, it is your whole record as far as when you served and your characterization of your discharge.
And that tells us so much on what you are entitled to have as far as VA and CalVet type services by looking at that. Now, when I was working that week by myself, one of the things I saw a lot of was a lot of the guys from National Guard and Reserves came in trying to get VA. And again, if you don't have a DD-214 or a Title 32 order that brought you to active duty for at least 90 days, either into a wartime era or to come in and be a recruiter or a teacher, the VA is pretty limited. You can still go out and get your VA home loan, but as far as services and VA compensation, they don't come unless you have that 90 days of active duty time in there. But yeah, that right there is worth its weight in gold, is that DD-214. A lot of people lose them, so please come in and get
them. I've got three copies because
you can go online and get it. You can just go online. Just look it up. You can put DD-214 and it'll take you right to the site.
Absolutely.
Right. And you know what? Like I said, I've got three copies of it because I have several 214s anyway, from when I was enlisted, and then when I retired the first time, and then when they called me back to active duty, so I've got another one that's on there.
I had to get a CCW.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because when they did background check, they want to see if you served in the military, they want to see DD-214.
So. Yeah, and then so what happens is, of course, is that you can never find them when you need them.
No,
but you can get them quickly.
You can.
You need to.
And we tell the people this all the time, too. When you get your original DD-214, it's got the nice little eagle stamped in there and brazed in there. Take it over to the assessor's recorder's office, and they can certify that, and they will keep a copy on there. So in case your house burns down, you lose it, whatever, you just go right over there, and they'll get you a copy right away. If you go online and order it from the National Personnel Records Center, it can take up to 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes a little more, a little less. The new ebenefits.va.gov site, you usually can download one, but they don't consider an original unless you download it, you order it, and then download it on a government computer in front of a government witness.
And we can stamp it then
to say that is an original.
And here's the other thing that Veterans Service Office can do. If you've got a disability,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing some things, if you're trying to get a something, if you're working for the government, and i.e. as a you start your own business,
mm-hmm.
and you're a disabled veteran business,
mm-hmm.
they want to see that, you know, you're a proof of your disability.
Right.
And then when you come back up for other things, they're going to come up and want to see your proof of your disability.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to keep those papers there. But if you don't, you can call right down to Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who says you've lost them again. Not again, just this first time. And they'll get them to you very quickly. And so there's a lot of things that they can help you with.
Yeah.
Okay, DD-214s, but the other big thing you do, of course, is people come in, they've got 4, 5, 6 years in,
mm-hmm.
and something has happened to them.
Right.
But they don't really know what to do.
Right. Yep. That's where we sit down and we check out their DD-214. We talk to them about their issue that happened in the military. We get a good idea. We hope it's in their medical records, service records showing what happened, that they actually saw a doctor, but we know without a doubt. I don't know anybody that went into the military that pretty much does not have ringing in their ears. We worked constantly with loud equipment, aircraft, tanks, guns, mortars, you name it. So, sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm trying to listen to a client talk to me, and I got these two real loud crickets in my ear. So that's one of the easiest things that we can work with, as long as we can see that your career put you with a gun or something like that, and let's work with you on that. Get you in the system. I mean, even if you got a 0% service connected disability, you can be able to use the VA for medical purposes. You know, they only work with you basically for what you got your service connected with. But as time goes on, nothing usually gets better, Carl, as you would know.
Yeah. He goes, "Wow, where'd you get this?" And I'm looking at the X-ray, and I'm going, "Wow." So I'm not sure where I got that.
He goes,
"Well, I've never seen one like that." And I'm like, okay. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Ranger Rick, got something really quick here. We're running out of time.
Yeah, hey, Tommy. Ranger Rick here. Called Celestina. I talked to you guys your table. It was Saturday night. We had a wonderful time.
Yep.
But, question. I'm calling for an eval, reevaluation.
Yep.
She didn't know about it. I called her. She's going to talk to me, but what happens when these guys call you back in for a reevaluation of a rating?
What should I be
a leery of? How's that?
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
That's a great question. Whenever we tell people go to get an eval, we're telling them to go at they're absolutely normal. Do not go to get an eval on a bad back and after you just took your pills. You're going to be able to be a little bit more flexible. You're going to be able to move a little bit better. You're not feeling it that day. I mean, you need to be whatever aches you, whatever's your worst condition that they're reviewing you on. You really need to focus on that. If they ask you how long have you had this, you say, "Well, I've had it since it started in the military." And the same thing, you know, if your back is hurt, you're like, "I'm doing good, but my back is still aching and I have to take meds."
Okay, so essentially what you're saying is if you're going in there for a reeval,
mm-hmm.
is that you go in there, you don't dose yourself up so you feel better before you go in there.
Absolutely.
You just go in on how you would feel without the meds. So
Absolutely.
Just don't take your meds for a while. Mm-hmm. And when you go in there and say, "Hey, look, this is how I feel."
Yes. I mean, be natural, be honest.
Be honest, of course.
Absolutely.
I just got somebody to say, I just went to a new series of appointments at the VA here in Mather. Went amazing, fast, courteous, and efficient. Very impressed.
I'm telling you, they're trying. They really are trying.
Yep. I also said that they're helping the show's host with PTSD brought on by turkey depression because turkey season hasn't started yet.
Yep.
Okay. Tommy Key, how do people get over there and get a hold of you?
Come on over to 1855 Shasta Street. We are at area code 530-225-5616. Walk-ins from 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4. We also will work around your schedule. You give us a call, say, hey, I can't make it. We're there. We got quite a bit of people we're working with at the retirement homes and assisted living. So, yeah, let us know. We'll get to you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Thanks so much, Tommy, for what you do.
You.
Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be back with the latest on why is the REU turning off the power so quickly and the people that are bringing the fight to them. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Finally, a president, he told the crowd that we'll give conservatives many of the things they say will make America great again.
We wanted border security. We wanted very, very strong military. We wanted all of the things that we're going to get. And people consider that controversial, but you didn't consider it controversial.
Trump told the crowd he credits their patriotism for his election victory in November. Residents of several San Jose neighborhoods are being allowed back into their homes after flooding forced some 14,000 people to flee earlier in the week, including San Jose resident Peter Miskin, who spoke to KGO-TV.
It was so fast, we managed to evacuate the dogs and medications.
Meanwhile, those returning are being warned to be careful about hygiene and handling food that may have come into contact with floodwaters. More than 50 million people are being warned to watch for high winds and possible tornadoes as a storm system that first pummeled California now moves into the Midwest.
There's a big storm system coming across the Rockies now. It's going to move across the central and eastern United States over the weekend.
And that is lead forecaster John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. On Wall Street, the major index is taking a pounding right now. The Dow's down 46 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A man accused of shooting two Indian nationals in a crowded suburban Kansas City bar, killing one of them, has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Authorities won't say yet whether the shooting was a hate crime. Officials in Anaheim, California, have pressed for calm after raucous protests following an incident in which an off-duty policeman scuffled in his front yard with a boy, drew a weapon and fired a shot into the ground after another teen pushed him over a hedge and he was being surrounded by others. Larry Hanna represents the officer and told KNBC-TV his client thought the youngster had a weapon.
The officer got the person to finally get his hands out of his pocket. That's when he thought he should rush him, try and just pat him down, make sure there's no gun. He felt something as he put a bear hug on him. That concerned him greatly.
Mayor Tom Tate said he was deeply disturbed by what he saw in the video, but he also denounced violence and damage caused by the demonstrators. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Two men, an American and a Russian, are turning what used to be rifle parts into microphones.
California musician David Brown and fan Pavel Bazdirev are a rare example of success in Russia's consumer goods industry. They've been making high-end microphones in Russia since 2014, taking advantage of cheap labor and secondhand machinery from Kalashnikov arms plants. The result is a range of studio microphones that have found their way into Coldplay and Radiohead's recording sessions and are beating more established rivals on price.
That's Keith Peters reporting. It was not business as usual for some workers in Japan this last Friday of the month. As the clock struck 3 p.m., about 100 office workers raised champagne glasses in a cafe in the middle of Tokyo's Central Business District to toast what's being called Premium Friday. It's a new monthly initiative to promote better work-life balance in a country known for its long working hours. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is not here today because my good buddy Randall Hempling is here as my co-host. And he's not only my co-host, he brought in our next show, the show from on this whole hour. We'll get to that in just a second. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 36 degrees out there right now, going up to 52 today. Today, partly patchy frost before 11 a.m., of course. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 52. Calm winds becoming south-southeast around 5 p.m. tonight. A 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. On Saturday, we have a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 5 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 53 and a calm wind. This new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Well, you know what? I don't trust when they start trying to get down that close. Yeah. No. Saturday night, 20% chance of showers. Sunday, 50% chance of showers. Monday, a 40% chance of showers. And Monday night, a chance of showers. But then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday look really cool with the highs around 68. So we're looking good there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson, a veteran-owned company where they treat their customers like warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They also have discounts for seniors and veterans. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm telling you, the only full-service jewelry store in town, integrity and honesty, and the largest selection of estate jewelry. This is where we go. We trust them implicitly at Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down and find out how much your jewelry that you may have is really worth. And see, the only trained watch repairman is in town, is there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, let's get started. We're here with, of course, Randall's going to take this, but we're here with Emily Cunninson and Cody Brewster. And Randall?
All right. We're going to be talking with the Western Service Workers Association.
Excuse me, just for a second. Sorry. Let's go to the phones. Susan, I'm sorry, Susan, because our regular whiteboard is being used. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. How could I have done that, huh? Sorry.
I was going to listen to your show. It's fine.
Well, you can listen to it.
Happy Friday. All right. Well, the major averages are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points to 20,776. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2,358, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 11 points at 5,824. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 34 cents at 24.24, JCPenney off 60 cents, trading at 6.25, Hewlett-Packard Enterprises down $1.98 at $22.67 per share. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 9 cents at $37.06, Cornerstone Community Bancorp flat and trading at $12.60 per share. Bank of Commerce off a dime at $10.15. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.34%. And for commodities, gold is up $5.40 an ounce at $12.58. Silver up a quarter at $18.27 per ounce. And crude oil is down 33 cents, trading at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, I want you to have just a wonderful weekend.
I will. I won't have a flood in my condo. Let's see. There's a lot of things that rain has caused.
Yeah, you can just kind of walk to your car without getting your feet wet. That's a good day.
We need amphibians. It's just ridiculous. Happy Friday, everyone. Thank
you. Happy Friday. Take care.
Susan is the first vice president of investments and, of course, a financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. But they're up on Park Marina Drive. You can get to their parking lot without having to take a boat. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. She's an expert at what she does and incredibly knowledgeable on investments. Okay. Let's turn it right back over to Randall Hempling since, this is Mondays and Fridays. And
All right. We're going to be talking with the Western Service Workers Association. I'm going to first intro how I came in contact with them, and I will ask Emily just a moment to give us the mission and the membership and just describe the organization. She does a very nice job with that. But I first came in contact with it when I was working at Shasta Regional. And Emily came in and introduced the organization, basically saying that it's a self-help group mostly, that they represent people who have very little representation. These are the working folks. These are the service workers. This is the person that's working at McDonald's or any of the restaurants along Hilltop or is perhaps a janitor, perhaps just any other type of service worker. And there are an awful lot of these people in our community, many more than you might think. She came in because they had doctors who were providing free care. This was before the expanded Medicaid program, Medi-Cal program. We had doctors who were providing free care and would see the patients, but as you're well aware, a doctor, if you walk in with bronchitis, the first thing they're going to want to do is a blood test. Well, nobody would provide the blood test at no cost. So you have a minimum wage worker out there who has seen a doctor, doctor's ordered tests, can't get the test because can't pay for it, so the person just suffers along and then eventually shows up critically ill, oftentimes with pneumonia, at one of the emergency rooms in town. So it raises everybody's costs. So my immediate response is, well, hey, we literally can save cost by providing some of these lab tests for free. So we started doing that on a semi-regular, and there weren't that many. There were 8 to 10 a week, perhaps. And all they needed was a CBC or something like that. So it was an easy decision for me to make, but no one else was doing it. The labs weren't going to do it. So it helped, and that's how I came in contact with the organization. And with that, I'll turn it over to Emily, and she can give you an outline of the mission of it, and hopefully we'll do as good a job as she did with me, with impressing me with all the work that they do.
Go ahead, Emily. Thank you, Randall. That was a great introduction. I appreciate it. We, as Randall said, we're an all-volunteer effort. I am actually a full-time volunteer and organizer.
How many paid staff do you have?
We have absolutely none. That's a good question. Yeah. We're 100% volunteer run. We operate 365 days a year from 9 a.m. until the evening. So we're there day in and day out, all volunteer effort. We have some people that are full-time like myself. Some are part-time, do whatever they can. Some come in and help out with special events or if they have a special skill. But, yeah, every day it's literally volunteer run and community supported. We don't take any government funding. It's just donations for the community. But, yeah, our members, in terms of who we deal with, Randall, like you said, it's the low-paid workers, the working poor. We're a self-help association, and it's for by and for low-income service workers. A lot of our members do also caregiving for the elderly, blind, and disabled. So it's basically a wide range of low-paid workers. And a lot of our members do the part-time and the short-term work, the seasonal jobs. Here in this area, we have a lot of forestry workers. You know, they're part-time working in the forests and then on unemployment, you know, 2 or 3 months of the year. So it's a free and voluntary, what we call unincorporated private membership association. And this will be our 40th year in the community. Wow. We started in 1977 here in Reading, and our office currently is located at 2350 Beverly Drive. So we're just, you know, right off the main drag in Cypress, right behind Big O Tires.
So you're not classified as a charitable organization. You're not 501c3. So if someone donates to you, they don't get a tax write-off.
We're not. I'm glad you asked that question. That's actually, we're very proud to not be
nonprofit.
A nonprofit, yeah. Although we say we're more than nonprofit, that's one of the important points. We don't pay any staff. We have no government funding, but we're not a charity. It's a self-help members helping members program, and so that enables low-income workers to join together, build their own program, make sure that they're not only meeting their immediate needs, you know, because we have a community supported benefit program. As you mentioned, we have medical care through volunteer doctors, which you were doing the lab work for, which we greatly appreciate. But we have a completely self-help benefit program that helps immediate needs of food and clothing and firewood. We have eye doctors that donate their time to see our members for free. And that allows our members to get their head above water. You know, as many of your viewers know, people are working full-time in many cases, and the income is going down, essentially, because the cost of living keeps going up, and wages are stagnant, so that means you're basically taking a cut in your pay on some level. And business owners are being directly impacted because we have people that, you know, as they're in that situation with less money in their pockets, you don't have sales going on in the local economy. So this whole problem trickles out to the broader community, and we see we need to, you know, unite everyone together.
The question about the 501c3, you have distinct advantages as well that help other not-for-profit and 501c3 organizations. Most people are not aware that a 501c3 or a charitable organization cannot lobby governmental agencies on their behalf. They can ask for things, but they can't lobby. But this organization can and does for others. I mean, there are a lot of other organizations, whether it be the homeless shelter or anybody else, that can piggyback, and these people can carry their water literally to help all of them.
Right.
Well, that's a little question that came in on the chat room. Are the Western Service Workers a 501c3 organization? We just answered that. They are not. And it's the Western Service Workers Association. There's no staff. There's no membership.
Well, there's staff, but it's not.
It's all volunteer. It's volunteer staff. Mm-hmm. We've got to take a break right here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's been in the business for decades. And Jeff Wurst, the owner and chief windshield worker, has been doing this for a long time. He is a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He has the ability to fix whether it's a small chip.
He's done two of yours,
or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length at very, very fair prices. Bring your vehicle in for a free estimate and an analysis there. 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call at 241-8373 for appointments. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages, of course, with my co-host Randall Hempling and Cody Brewster and Emily Cunningham.
Thank you.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. San Elmo's fire. Jared, you're on fire today, buddy. I want more like that. Hey, Carl Bott here. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Thank you all for checking in with us today. More and more people are happening all the time. Yeah. And it's kind of cool. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, but there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. This is who we use for anything. We had another company come in years ago and fix, you know, replace an air conditioning system. Guess what? 3 years later, we had to have it replaced again. You know, and that's like $12,000. We had to get it replaced again, and we just said, the heck with, homeowners, whatever this is. We called Alliance Heating and Air. They came in. They fixed it. They did it the right way. We've got the best air conditioning and heat that we've ever had in all the time we've been in that house, thanks to Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. A veteran-owned business, and they treat their customers like family. All right, I'm here again with Randall Hempley, and we're talking to the Western Service Workers Association, and we have Cody Brewster and Emily Cunnison. Okay. Cody, somebody's going to have to tell you to be clearer when you're writing there, young man.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Anyway, okay. We're talking Western Service Workers Association, and a question came in, and it says, how much of their spending is for lobbying? And because we talked about lobbying.
Yeah, when I use the word lobby, that means just represent. A lot of, you know, it has a poor connotation. People think of lobbyists in Washington, these kinds of things. It just means representing and speaking before a group or talking about an issue. But we'll turn that over to Emily now, and she can tell us, you know, all about it. And please let us know, you know, all the various services that are provided.
Absolutely.
To the clients as well.
Yeah, we do many things. I mean, we're, like you said, providing the voice of representation for low-income workers. And as issues become clear to us that it needs to be addressed, such as utility rates that are becoming unaffordable or home care services for the elderly, blind, and disabled being cut, we have an ability through just having that strength in numbers of having an organization.
This is not like you're paying people in Sacramento to lobby or anything.
No.
And I think that was a question. You know, are they getting money and then they're spending it on lobbyists? No, they're going to your local areas and saying, wait, we represent all these people and you're going to kill us.
Right. Yeah, it's the boots on the ground. It's the getting the letters from the community to say, back in 2011 is a good example. PG&E had proposed a $4.6 billion rate increase statewide, you know, and they're mostly for the North State. So that would be a huge negative impact for not just low-income workers, but we're talking small business owners. People across the board are already paying high rates. And so we were able to go to the Public Utilities Commission and just simply, with our members and farmers actually came as well as business owners as a group. And we simply said, you know, your mandate through the state is to make sure that rates are affordable and that there's not profiteering going on. At the same time, we pointed out that 380,000 households that year was a record had their utilities shut off. And by the way, PG&E made $1 billion in profit last year. We think those things our concern, and that we need to be talking about making the rates affordable, not raising them $4.6 billion. So we were able to bring letters, talk, you know, just explain situations and cases. And through that, and it took a lot of effort that year, we got them to reduce the rate increase by about $2.6 billion. So that was a major victory for families. So that's what we mean by lobbying as things come up, you know, through the community.
You're not paying high-priced lobbyists with their sleek haircuts and their $1,000 briefcases. Okay, good. Well, that's good. Okay.
Why don't you bring that? Let's move to the REU right now, in terms of the things that they are doing and the effort that you're bringing forth and the information you're bringing forth, particularly the mandate of REU and their responsibilities and how they may or may not be keeping up with those or meeting those.
Right. Well, it came up through our members having these issues with paying their utility bills. We have a benefit program that helps with food and clothing. We also developed a utility advocacy benefit several years back, especially around the time that the rates went up. Reading Electric rates have gone up 61% in the last 6 years. So that's been a really difficult burden on families because, you know, at the
same
time.
It's gone up 61%.
Yes.
You know, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
true.
It's done incrementally. They turn the heat up just a little bit. The boiling is getting closer.
The frog
in the pot.
The frog's starting to look for an exit here.
That's right. That's
right, and we want to be proactive in dealing with that. I mean, the first step is help the person avert the shutoff. So we do advocacy. We spend hours and hours and days on the phone fighting, and Cody will talk about a case in a minute, but fighting to prevent people from being shut off. Even if you're on a breathing machine, there's no protection for you. So as the rates have gone up, the utility shutoffs have gone up. So they're currently, Reading Electric is shutting off 240 households every month, and that means in many cases, not only are
How many a month?
240 and rising. And so, and the shutoff rates have gone up 20% in the last 5 years, so it's been going up as the rates have gone up. And unfortunately, when you get shut off, you face a large deposit, you have late fees along the way, and that becomes, for a lot of families, it becomes insurmountable, you know, and then that, how are you going to get the money, and you rob from Peter to pay Paul, or you use your food and rent money to pay for your utilities, and that's not healthy for the community overall. And one thing I wanted to point out is that it's not just Reading Electric, we've got a crisis, north statewide, nationwide, with utility rates going up. Just even in the state of California, 716,000 people every year have their utility shut off. That's households. So average household size, 3 people. We're talking more than 2 million people every year having their utility shut off. And the costs for power have been going up and up and up. And we see that's a huge problem. So what we've been doing is going to the city council over the years. We went back in 2008 and 2009. We've gone other years. But in 2009, we were able to bring enough attention through going to, city council mobilizations and pointing out the burden to working families and small businesses. You know, really, it's the whole community across the board of the rate increases and the tough, the policies. So pointing out things like the late fees. The first late fee you get with Reading Electric is $16. The second one, which is in your billing cycle, is $20. So we have families that are chronically paying $36 a month in late fees, in some cases, simply because they're on a fixed income. They get paid at a certain point in the month, and then they have to wait till their next paycheck comes to be able to pay their bill. And they're always behind like that, not because they don't want to pay their bill.
This is the case of the inflexibility of the system.
And I think that's where we're going to on this, because we had a disabled veteran get his electricity cut off. For he, his wife, and his 2 kids on a Friday. We met with Barry Tippin on that one, after that one, because we mobilized to get his electricity turned back on. And Barry said, hey, look, what can we do to help? And this is what he did say. And so they were putting things – now they're going to put things in the bills for veterans. Say, here's agencies that can help you, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what you're going for and what a lot of people are looking at is, one – is that I can pay my bill, but if people that don't pay their bills, am I carrying them? And so what's the solution to this? And do they just get free electricity? And if it's free electricity, it's not really free because I'm paying for it, Randall's paying for it, you're paying for it. So there's got to be a solution that it's not so impactful on people.
Well, part of what she just described is just the timing of the payment.
Right. And then that's what we're going to talk about when we get back after this break, okay? Because there are ways of handling this,
mm-hmm.
because it's more fair for people.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll have Cody give us this case study so that we can take it from there.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business, 8 years ago, have been a great success. One big reason, customer service. Customer service and having those types of firearms and ammo and shooting accessories that people want. Not only that, they have concealed carry classes and hunter safety classes that are very, very good. Bastiani Arms is well known for being able to match or beat the price of big box stores. Again, the best gunsmithing in the area, and you're going to find that the personal customer service they have makes the difference. There's nobody talking down to you in this gun store. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here on the 24th of February, 2017.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Randall Hempling here. We're talking with the Western Service Workers Association, and we're talking about REU and its the rates and how they operate. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You're not going to find a better haircut anywhere than Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Go in there and catch up on your reading. National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, car magazines, baseball, football, all that kind of stuff. It's a great place. Women are also invited to come in and sit down while the males are getting their hairs cut. So, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. Randall, we're here with Cody Brewster and Emily Cunnison, And they've been talking to us about the Western Service Workers Association to catch people up on it. It's an association for the service workers, like the people that are working in fast food places, restaurants, perhaps, you know, in the hotels, yeah. all those things. And they don't really have
just about every place on Hilltop.
Right. And it's free. It's free to join. And this is a volunteer management group, you might say. You guys are volunteering your time. Is that correct?
They pay dues, right? They pay, what, 62 cents a month or something?
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
The whole program is, like you said, it's free and voluntary, but there's a voluntary dues if members want to pay it. And these are, again, low-income families. So our dues are 62 cents a month, but that's a donation. So it's really if and when they have it. The main thing members contribute is their time. I mean, we're a self-help, members helping members program.
Right. Yeah, I've not been in there where I didn't see, you know, four or five people helping each other.
And what you do is you find help for the low pay, you know, for people that are below the poverty level, I guess, would be talking about
the working poor.
The working poor.
These are people who are really trying to get out there and live the American dream and are running
working
up against
two jobs.
Running up against a lot of problems. And it's not because they're lazy. These are hardworking folks.
These are people with jobs. These are not just people out there. And so, and things that you get people to help, doctors, in Randall's case when he was... lab tests from the hospital when he was running Shasta Regional. Things like this that people will volunteer their time to help people at this. These are working people. These are not people just that you see sitting, you know, laying out there on the... grass.
No.
Talking on their cell phone.
Furthest thing from that.
Right. So the big thing topic we're talking about right now, though, is REU. REU provides electricity to our whole region here, our whole city. But they also have been, they also have a reputation for turning off power. And what Emily wants to talk about and Cody is how it's being done, and perhaps a way to do it so you're not impacting so significantly on families. Yeah. So,
Cody, why don't you tell us that story of the?
Yeah, sure. So, my name's Cody, and I'm the membership coordinator and a benefit advocate over at Western Service Workers Association. So, I see people from all walks of life come in because of the policies that Emily actually talked about not too long ago. So, actually, in January, a woman came in, and it was concerning a shutoff that she was going to have that day. She had never gone through anything like this before, but got behind due to a $200 water bill that just popped up from a water leak that she had actually 2 months prior. So she tried her best to pay off the bill, and it was $300, which was the remainder of her money that she actually had for the rest of the month. But REU actually wanted $500 just to prevent her from shutting off, and that $500 was a deposit, late fees, so on and so forth. So... yeah, like as I said, she had no money for the rest of the month, so it's like impossible for her to even come up with this. So she just needed a couple more days because she was already in process for applying for HEAP, which is like Home Energy Assistance Program,
right?
Which is one of the main ways that they help people with utilities and stuff like that.
That's REU does this, right?
The HEAP is a little bit separate than REU.
Okay.
They have REU has like CARE and stuff like that, but they only go so far with it.
Okay, so HEAP, where do you find HEAP at?
HEAP is actually pretty much like right next door to the REU office. It's like kind of...
it's through the Self-Help Home Improvement Program. It's federally funded, so a lot of people go there. And she was, you know, eventually did get approved through our advocacy, but she just needed a few days because it was on Friday.
Okay, so she needed a few days. All right.
Yep. So, as I said, she was already in the process of applying for it, but unfortunately HEAP is closed on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and that Monday due to it being actually a holiday. And so even though she explained this to Renting Electric, they still refused to give her any kind of extension because she will very much need it. And this was someone who has heart congestion failure, diabetes, is on a CPAP machine at night, and an oxygen machine throughout the rest of the day. She can only actually move around through a wheelchair because it's extremely painful for her to even try to walk. And she requires to have a medical bed actually in her living room because she completely relies on medical transit to, well, pick her up and take her anywhere that she needs to go. So clearly this is someone that needs the assistance and needs a little bit more time just to get to the programs. So it should be like a no-brainer of course we're going to help her. So even though we did explain this to the REU representative that we talked to, they said that they cannot give her any kind of extension. The only thing they could do is break up her deposit into payments, but that would require her to pay the $500 first. So they gave us several assistance programs to call, but this was all on 3:30 in the afternoon on a Friday, and they needed the payment by 5 o'clock the same day. So it's pretty obvious that
you're not going to do that. That's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
So there's no flexibility in it. She talked to somebody on the lower part of the food chain.
Yeah. So that was the very first person that you talked to on it. And the member re-explained her life-threatening situation again. And they actually responded with that there are no regulations preventing us from shutting you off. So that's actually insanity that the first person that you talk to would respond in that way when you're asking for just a couple more days. So it's important to know, though, that Reading Electric actually subcontracts out their call center to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And these workers are low wage, as you can probably imagine, and have very little authority to actually negotiate any kind of payment plans, waivers, or any exemptions at all. So keeping this in mind, we stayed on the phone and explained the urgency once more, where we were transferred to a supervisor which we re-explained the situation, and that without electricity, not only would her insulin go bad, but her CPAP machine would also be turned off. So she would literally die if her electricity was turned off. So the supervisor saw that, and at first he declined, but we kept pressing for it. So she then contacted another supervisor over in Reading, in which they agreed to actually give us a one business day extension, so that way we could actually have enough time to prevent the shutoff and get her the assistance that she needed. So this
system eventually worked then.
Yeah, but it took hours upon hours on the phone, and I even had to take off school that day so that way I could make sure that there were no surprises that popped up and that there were no hiccups or anything. So I went down to the Reading Electric office and the HEAP office to make sure everything went smoothly. And then even the next day, I had to reconfirm with her that her power would stay on, because we've had members in the past where the next day, if they were off by like $4+, the power would still be turned off. And they don't tell you that you're behind on $4+.
So this speaks specifically to the advantages and why we need organizations like this, because that individual could have died.
Yeah.
Simply because there was without any advocacy.
If there had not been an advocacy like this, or like the veteran that managed to have Rob Burrows from the Welcome Home and Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan from Purple Hearts, because this guy was a disabled veteran, Purple Heart recipient, to go in and to get it turned, and they came up with the money to turn it back on again. It was a whole weekend, kids, everything, but had to move out of their house into some other place, and then so this. There are better ways, I think, of doing things. I'm not saying REU is not unfeeling, because after you find that you got to the right person, and this is so many other things, you need to get past that first level whose whole spot in life is to say no, or they give you the basics. I mean, you have to get up to the next level, or sometimes even the third level, which is what you all, but it takes an advocate to do that. That woman probably would not have been able to do that.
Exactly. When she actually first talked to the REU representative the first time by herself, she actually was just straight up told no. So clearly alone, it's just very heartbreaking and soul-crushing when the first person tells you that there is nothing that you can do to keep your power on, and all they can do is give you assistance programs. But if your power's being turned off that day, well, you can't apply for the assistance programs.
But most people, should know at that, somewhere along there that that your power is going to be turned off. I mean, they don't turn it off. I mean, you've gotten warnings. Like I said, I got two things there that were coming through that were kind of, even though that, what we were talking about during the break, I guess, is I paid the bill, but I paid the last month's bill again. And we got something in the mail that's, Linda looks at it. She says, "Did you pay the bill?" I said, "Yeah, I paid the bill." Well, it turns out that I didn't. I was $25 less than what the bill was. And they were threatening to turn off my power. REU, 9 years. I'm never missing, not missing a payment, not being late. So I call them. I go, what's going on here? And they said, well, if it's over $4 or $10, this is automatically generated. I said, really? Does anybody look at this? Well, it's automatically generated if you're, blah, 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 blah. And I went, really? They didn't like the rest of what was happening at that point, but it's not to get mad at them. It's the system that is just terribly computer generated, and they don't have things like for this lady, some kind of system, a fail-safe system.
Right.
So you've come up with some solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We see people do want to pay their bill. There was actually back in 2009 when we did go to the city council, we brought many proposed changes up to them in terms of expanding the CARES program, giving people an extra day to pay their bill, a variety of things, which they actually accepted a large part of those. The next year, there was 800 less shutoffs in the city of Reading. You know, that was tremendous progress, and it shows people do want to pay their bill. If they can get a little bit of flexibility, that'll assist them. But unfortunately, the shutoffs have gone almost right back up to where they were because of the rate increases. But, yeah, we have a few different things that the city could do. There's a lot of, you know, with the late fees and the deposits and the reconnect fees, those are a lot of the burden on people. You know, that the having a $36 late fee in the month, that's a chunk of your income that you could be using to pay your medical bills or whatnot. But if they could just work out reasonable accommodations for families to be able to either get those fees waived, you know, if people are at maybe 200% of the federal poverty line, that would be just, you know, low income overall, then having them be able to waive those fees and fines and penalties, because I've seen literally a bill go from $100 to $800 when you're shut off. That's not unusual to go from that amount, because you then have to pay, you know, everything. Even if your bill's not due, you're going to have to pay, you know, month plus of your bill, plus the deposit, which is often $500-$700, depending on what your deposit was for your home. So that we see does not help people to, and it doesn't help the community at all to have people spending that much money just to getting their utilities turned back on for something that's a non-electric charge. You know, it's just a penalty. So if we can have those fees waived, for people that are at that poverty line, but also anybody that's maybe higher than 200% of the poverty line, at least, and if they're still not able to pay their bill economically, maybe they had a medical emergency, at least make a reasonable payment plan with them. Another thing that the city could do is install what's called a moratorium on shutoffs during the summer and winter months. And that's basically just a period of time where during the extreme weather, you know, here in Reading, we get 110 degrees plus, and we've had families, dozens and dozens of families, be shut off at that time. And it literally, like you said, people would have to be prepared, and we've seen it. People move out of their homes, and who knows where they can stay, but because they can't live without power in their home, you know, it'd be deadly. Same thing for the winter. It gets really freezing. So if people aren't able to afford the bill and we're in that one of those extreme periods of time, we think there should be a moratorium. And other states have this when they have extreme weather, where you're not going to pay your bill with your life. And we'd like to see the city install that. The city could also eliminate the red tag eviction policy. That basically says if you don't have power in your home, you're not able to live there. And code enforcement enforces that in a variety of ways. They can either directly enforce that on the homeowner. And even if you own your own home, you can be evicted from your home if you can't pay your bill. It doesn't matter if you own it or not. But they also put pressure on the landlord to evict the tenants. I've talked to numerous landlords that get alerted by the city of Reading when their tenant is shut off, and then they have to evict them from their home. Instead of the city looking at, well, how can we get your power turned back on, it becomes, you know, that you have to move out of your home. So that's why the number of disconnects is higher than the number of reconnects each month, because not everyone's able to get their power turned back on. The last thing that the city could do is, you know, and these are all immediate things they could implement. There's a lot of larger issues in terms of the cost for power. You know, the city of Reading, the cost for power is going up. Statewide, nationwide, the cost for electricity is going up. We know that. You know, there's real cost.
But there's reasons for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's going up. This isn't just arbitrarily they want to make more money.
Absolutely. That's what we're seeing is the cost for power that they're having to buy is more expensive. Yeah. You know, we have the dam right here. There's no reason why we shouldn't be getting, you know, low-cost power, but there's complexities where,
well,
you know,
they don't count hydropower as a renewable.
Under the new, yeah, right. Unless we build a new dam.
Yeah.
We did it that way.
Okay, is that the last one?
Just asking City of Reading to make reasonable payment plans with customers. The situation that Cody explained, that's an example of not working out a reasonable payment plan. And this woman that he was, you know, talking about, she had difficulties in even being able to access her mail from her box. So even though it seems like she probably should have known, she didn't have a way to resolve it within that period of time, and she was already working on it. So when people are in process and they just need a few extra days, we think that there should be a way to work out a reasonable payment plan. And those are things the city could implement right now that would mitigate the number of shutoffs for people that really do want to pay their bill. The longer term is the city, you know, because of these higher costs, because of the enforcement from the state on getting renewable energy, municipalities, not just Reading Electric, but other municipalities could join together and try to get the state to actually send us more of our tax money back to have to deal with these mandated things that we can't afford. You know, those are larger term solutions.
Hmm.
Okay. Instead of a bullet train, maybe they could do some other infrastructure.
Don't get me started. Okay, we're here with Emily Cunnison and Cody Brewster from the Western Service Workers Association. And they're talking about REU right now. They've been talking about all the people they represent and the things that are going on. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A true country star, Kelly Pickler, live in concert.
Are you ready for this, country fans?
Friday, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country singer and songwriter Kelly Pickler perform her hits, such as Red High Heels, Best Days of Your Life, Someone Somewhere Tonight, and I Wonder. Kelly Pickler is spunky, beautiful, talented, and charismatic. A real country star that sings from her heart. Kelly has released 4 albums, performed hundreds of concerts, and was a champion on Dancing with the Stars. The gold-certified Small Town Girl, which debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Top Country Chart, was the best-selling debut by a solo country female that year. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $25. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Kelly Pickler, live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. Kelly Pickler Live. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Randall Hemplin here on Friday, 24th of February. Looks like it could be raining the whole weekend. You know, off and on.
We used to wish for that.
We used to wish for that. Now we're kind of going, oh, I've got moss under my arms. Well, that's probably pretty gross. 36 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Not going to find a better place, guys, to find that perfect something for your loved one. Again, opened, Monday through Saturday, 1322 Pine Street, Dandelion Boutique. We've got a caller. John, good morning. Oh, John hung up. John, okay, be that way. Comments we have in here, too, is, you know, you can average out your electric costs for the whole year. And that's true. The other one is that Reading does have to, REU does have to, you know, there are people that just don't pay because they spend their money on other things. And it's not food, and it's not, you know, clothing for their kids, and it's not their rent. So they've got to have some method of encouraging people to pay on time. I know what it's like to be in a business and you don't get paid in the first 10 days like you're supposed to. All of a sudden, it's the 20th day. You know, that impacts on you. So there has to be methods for them to do it. But what you're saying here at the Western Service Workers Association is that there could be more user-friendly services. That if you have somebody that could die because electricity's turned off, there ought to be a way of finding that out. And there ought to be, hey, somebody goes, which they did, and they waited till the next work day. But it took a lot.
And, yeah, it definitely did.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about with that. We have seen the late fees. There's a larger issue with the late fees. The city of Reading collects all the late fees from Reading Electric Utility. In the last about 5 to 6 years, they've collected $12 million in late fees from Reading Electric Utility into the city general fund. So basically what winds up happening, because the city is cash-strapped, is they're using the late fees as a way to generate revenue for the city. And that's where a lot of people are concerned about it. And even the city has said that's not sustainable. It's not something we want to continue doing. But, you know, these are larger issues that we need the city to grapple
with. So they're using
the
money to buy, you know, public safety or infrastructure instead of being able to give that money or kind of keep the rates lower.
And, yeah, and it's not – one thing that's important is it's not just the poorest of the poor or just low-income families or whatever, you know, people might think. I mean, many, many, many people in our community are affected by this. We've got business owners that are being shut off of their utilities.
Yeah, you said what, 300?
121 businesses got shut off last year in the city of Reading. In addition to that, you're probably referring to $300,000 of the late fees, because the city every year collects about $1.78 million in late fees. That's huge. But $300,000 of that comes from businesses. You know, these are commercial accounts that are, you know, struggling to pay their bills. And so that's really, you know, our approach is looking at what are issues that are of common concern in the community that we can mitigate through trying to, you know, look at what are preventive measures that the city can implement. We've also had churches write letters. We've got a letter here from All Saints Episcopal Church, and Father Paul wrote a letter, you know, speaking to, he says, that he's seen. He says, I write you as the rector of All Saints Episcopal Church to inform you of my deep concern about the recent upturn in requests for assistance in terms of many people in Reading who are being threatened with utility shutoffs. In the 2 years I have served in the parish, the number of requests has risen drastically, and if you were to check the files, you would clearly see how many times I have paid utility bills with the church credit card to avoid elderly and sick residents being shut off. We have, you know, many, many other churches and businesses that have written letters expressing their concern of not just the rates going up, but the fees and the fines that make it really difficult for people to get turned back on. And let's say you're spending $500 on a deposit. That's money you could be spending in the local economy that would, you know, help for real economic recovery. So those are the types of things that would mitigate, you know, not only.
Well, how much money goes into, have you found out how much money goes into those where you check the box and you put another, you add a dollar on? How much money goes into that? Do you know?
You mean to assist people through people paying,
Yeah, you check the box on your REU bill. And how much of that goes to help? I mean, do you have any idea how much goes in there?
I don't know how much the funds are. We're working with the city treasurer right now to look at, you know, how much in deposits is being collected and how much assistance programs are being cut or what's available. But there's a program that goes for the elderly, and that's distributed, I believe, through the Golden Umbrella. So there is a program for that. Like Cody mentioned, there's a CARES program.
There is
program.
A Golden Umbrella, but I'm just wondering how much, you know, is it $1 million a year? Is it, you know, it'd help offset this? Is it, you know, $1,000 a year? I would be interested to know. I know they've got that number down there someplace. I think that, you know, one of the ways to help, and probably I'm not as good about this because I hate paying my utility bills like everybody else, is to add another $2 or $3, $4 to our bills and see what that would do.
Well, see, voluntarily. Just get it out there.
No,
people do.
Yeah, you can do that. You can add another $5 to your utility bill. But I would like to see is how they select those people. You know, are they must have to be able to qualify. So this would be a lot of the people you're talking about. But one of the ways to help with this is to add that other $4 or $5 a month onto it.
Yeah, I mean, that is something probably a lot of people would be willing to do. I mean, we'd hate for more working families to have to take the burden of higher rates. I mean, we'd like for everyone's rates to be affordable. You know, we really see that is something the city could look toward in the long run, take a ways and means approach to accomplishing that. We, as a state, we produce 21% more electricity than we need. And there is plenty of power, but it's a matter of why is it so unaffordable? You know, why is the cost going up every single year? And how do we make sure that the burden on families is not being felt just by you know, the working families and business owners.
It's like water and electricity. The costs are not for those commodities. The cost is for the infrastructure and everything it takes to deliver and connect and pay pensions, you know.
That's just another whole time. We didn't even get a chance to talk about health this time. Yeah. So I'm going to bring you back again. How do people get a hold of you? How do people talk to you or make a dollar donation?
How many members do you have?
We have, over the years, we've been here for 40 years, we have about 15,000 members. We sign up families. We go door-to-door canvassing to reach, you know, struggling working families. We sign up about a few hundred families every year. So we're constantly growing. I mean, this is the fastest growing category of work in the country, is that low-paid service sector, your temp workers. I mean, those are the people that we're reaching out to. And unfortunately, it's more and more people that are in that situation. So people can call us. We're open every day, 9 a.m. until the evening, 7 days a week. And we're at 244-0968, 244-0968. And our office, again, we're available every day. It's 2350 Beverly Drive. And that's right behind Big O Tires off of Cypress. So people can come in, find out, call, find out more, get involved. We urgently need volunteers, people that can be advocates. You know, come and see for yourself what the issues are, and you know, people that are out there concerned can see firsthand what the families are dealing with and how we go about doing our full intakes and advocacy.
They're not wrapped in the red flag. They're not communist. Okay, get
everybody. Definitely so, not.
No. Cody, where do you? You said you go to school. Where do you go to school?
Yeah, I currently go to school at Shasta College, and yeah, I'm studying to be into construction management, and I should be transferring over to Chico sometime.
Construction management.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Okay. Thanks for volunteering, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so much, Emily Cunnison, for doing this. I mean, this is what you do. I mean, you don't live an extravagant life by doing this.
No. I'm a full-time volunteer. We, you know, for me, I'm concerned about what's happening when you have working families not making it. So I'm lucky to be doing what I'm doing. And it is a lot of work. It's full-time, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And we need more people, you know, that can do that. And I find more people want to help.
All right. Hey. Thank you so much for what you do and for being here. Randall, always, you're welcome here.
We'll talk about some healthcare next time.
You know what? I'm going to try and roll you in next week for we get into the healthcare thing, because so much is changing.
Yeah, or not changing.
Or not changing. Yeah. You know, it depends on who you, which news station you of,
that's right.
Which fake news station you want to listen to, okay? Everybody, hey, have a great weekend. Oh, tomorrow, Air Force Monument, spaghetti dinner from 5 to 9 p.m. at Vets Hall. Just stop in anytime through there. At the Vets Hall on Yuba Street, and help support the Air Force Monument for out there at IGO. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Presidential address, CPAC, since Ronald Reagan, 36 years.